That was such music to my ears that bars and restaurants are going to be bars and breweries are going to be opening up on Wednesday. And oh, finally. Oh my God. I almost could cry over this because it has been so long. I don't feel like myself, which I guess, thank God. All right, Sam Toya is with us. He's basically, he should have his own feature every day on this program. Like, there'd be sports, traffic, and Sam is how this should work. As it is the restaurant, he runs the Illinois Restaurant Association, so he's in charge of all of this stuff, and you've been so kind with your time to tell us about all of these iterations as we've been going through this now for the last 12 weeks, essentially. And let's first of all, just have a moment to celebrate the fact that that bars and taverns are opening up. Thank God, Sam. Thank God.
That is true. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate talking with you and your listeners because it's very important. Communication, education, the key to success. So you've been very helpful making sure that we're communicating and educating all your listeners and everyone in Chicago. So thank you.
I hope so.
Yes.
All right. So we
bars
got the
and brewers are going to open this Wednesday, but remember, it's only still for al fresco. So they have to have a sidewalk cafe or a rooftop or a beer garden. And that's what is being allowed this Wednesday. You can't go indoor, and you still have to do the, they want to make sure you're doing 2 hours of reservation, 6 feet apart, social distancing, and it has to be six people or less. And alcohol sales get cut off at 11 p.m.
I'll take it. It's fine.
Yeah.
I just know, Sam, in my life, nothing good happens after 11 o'clock anyway. But when you have now this 2 hour, it's a 2 hour reservation. After 2 hours, you got to go, right? Is that the idea?
That's right. That's
even
right.
If you show up at one, because walking through the triangle today, because I go to inspect just to make sure everything is all right. And I saw at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon, a guy with a martini and an Alfredo sauce. Sort of a thing, and I'm like, oh my God, if I only could right now at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So if that guy were sitting, let's just say that guy was sitting in a bar or whatever the case is, they can't sit there all day unless there's no business. I don't know if the bar's necessarily going to throw them out.
Right, but here's the thing, Ralph. You and I went together. You made the reservation from 1 to 3, and I made it from 3 to 5. You know, 3 to 5.
Oh, I like the way you're thinking, Sam.
Hospitality folks, Ralph. These are hospitality folks. You know, I mean, Ro made a reservation 1 to 3. Yeah, Sam made a reservation 3 to 5.
Right. Who are you going to trust? Okay.
Yeah,
now let's look at exactly what's happening now, though. I know there was a state legislator last week. Anna had him on, and we played some of the audio from him on this show, who was asking for the governor, wrote a letter to the governor saying, hey, can you try to get us open for indoor service on Father's Day? That apparently has fallen on deaf ears.
Yeah. And one thing I want to just go back to before I answer that question. Also, bars can, if they have windows that open up 50% or more, or like garage doors that open up, you can go 8 feet in. So bars can go 8 feet in as long as their front wall or their side walls are 50% or more windows that are open. So I want to make sure that your listeners understand that as well. So you and I could literally be sitting in a, and you know how those bars have those windows. We could be sitting in the bar and we can go 8 feet in as long as we're sitting by the windows. So
and if the bar is at within 8 feet, in some cases it would be, you could be sitting at the bar.
Exactly. But then you got to do social distancing, you know, so you and I would have to sit 6 feet apart at the bar. But if we're at a table, we can sit at a high top together.
Let me tell you something, Sam. As you know, people have been social distancing from me way before it was popular.
I don't know about that, Ro. I'll always have a drink with you wherever. So,
all right. Well, thank you, Sam. I appreciate it. All right.
There you go.
All right. So now let's get back to the issue of Father's Day. That's not going to happen.
No, that's not going to happen. It still looks like we are on target. You know, COVID-19 has been flattening. The numbers have been looking good. The scientists and doctors are obviously telling the governor and the mayor as well that, you know, it's looking good. So the governor is on track to open dining rooms June 26th, indoor dining, June 26th, which is, what, 11 days, you know, 11 days from now, right? So yeah, we're on the 15th, 11 days from now. So we're getting there. We are getting there. And restaurants, operators and owners, you know, want a heads up because, again, as I told you before on some of your other segments we were together on, that they need time to open up. They got to bring their help back. They got to get the kitchen fired up. They got to order their food from their vendors. So we're looking for June 26th to have some indoor dining throughout the state.
Again, with rules of social distancing, 6 feet between the tables and things like that, right? Okay.
Yes. There's going to be occupancy. But social distancing is number one. PPE, you know, face coverings, gloves, hand sanitizers. You know, when you're sitting at the table, you can take your face mask off. But if you get up to go to the bathroom, you got to put your face mask on. And always social distancing. That's what all the doctors and scientists say. The number one, you know, to make sure that we're not spreading COVID-19 is social distancing with face covering.
Yeah. Oh, I do have to say that despite all of the there's a political tension that exists all the time anyway, right? Republicans and Democrats in the state or nationally or whatever, always at each other. But despite the criticism that we have heard and the memes of Lori Lightfoot, you know, no matter what you're doing, standing there with her arms crossed looking at you, or J.B. Pritzker, and people were, you know, very, very mad at him, there is some credit that needs to be given here, because we are the fastest descending state and the most effectively descending state in terms of new cases. Our positivity rate, even in the last week, went from 6% of all people being tested, which is not an indication of the number of tests, because we really have a lot of testing in this state. It's a true indication of how many people are getting or becoming positive with COVID-19 or with the coronavirus in their bloodstream. And we have gone from 6% a week ago, and then and about 10 days prior to that, it was at 12%. So it went from 12 to 6, now down to 3%. 3%. And that's on a rolling average over, I think they take 5 or 7 days, rolling average. So that is a gigantic move forward. And I know it has been painful and it has been awful for businesses, but there are states now that are going to have to start to go, including Oklahoma. The governor of Oklahoma today said that they may actually have to start restricting things there because of what they're going through. So they're going through a rise. Let's hope that we get to a low enough level, and then let's seal off the borders so we don't let people from Wisconsin in, and we're all good.
There we go. I mean, even the mayor of Houston was talking about going back into shelter in place. So you're absolutely right that, you know, leaders lead. It's been difficult on the hospitality restaurant industry, no question about it. We never saw it was going to be 12 weeks. But giving credit where credit's due, leaders lead, and Mayor Lightfoot and Governor Pritzker made decisions, and we shall see. I just want to make sure that we're out here helping these restaurants throughout our neighborhoods here in the city of Chicago. That's why I always say federal government still might have to come through with some aid here for restaurants, like they've done for the airlines, the cruise industry, the auto industry, you know, so. But yes, I agree with you. They made decisions, not always the most popular ones.
Sam Toya from the Illinois Restaurant Association. Can I borrow a few more minutes from you? Because on the other side, I want to take some calls. We've got some people calling about questions. And this is a very, very good line of questions that are coming in, actually, about what should people be looking for as they go into restaurants now, whether it's outdoor starting next week, indoor restaurants, or in 11 days, indoor restaurants. 312-981-7200 is our telephone number. But first, here is Lauren Lapka. She's got her eyes on the road. Pro Con Show, 720 WGN. Sam Toya is with us. He's the head of the Illinois Restaurant Association. We're going to take some phone calls. 312-981-7200. That is our phone number. And people have questions about what is appropriate when they go into a restaurant, or now, starting on Wednesday, a bar or a brewery. What should they be looking for? Because I have noticed that where I'm when I'm walking into places, I'm not necessarily seeing consistency across the board here, walking past places, really, because it's mostly outdoor stuff. You know, there are some restaurants that I think are more, I don't know, compliant with the rules than others. I mean, are you finding that? Are you getting complaints?
You know, it depends on, you know, the restaurant owner operator, but for the most part, we are a very highly regulated industry. We are inspected a lot by health inspectors. We're ready for America 2.0, Chicago 2.0, and a lot of restaurants and bars have safety protocols posted when you walk in. Matter of fact, from the Illinois Restaurant Association, there are restaurants that are putting up the Illinois restaurant pledge to you, meaning your servers will have face mask on, they'll have gloves on, they'll be washing their hands every 30 minutes, no matter what. There's hand sanitizers everywhere and social distancing going on. So if you walk into a restaurant, you want to see the social distancing. Are the tables 6 feet apart? Do the weight people have face coverings on? Do they have gloves on? Are you seeing hand sanitizers all around? These are some of the things that you want to see when you walk into a restaurant or a bar, and you could tell if the restaurant owner there, operator there, is have safety protocols in place. But I would ask when you go in, hey, did you guys make a pledge? What's your pledge to, you know, to your customers, and what is a customer's pledge to you when they come in? Because also a customer needs to make sure when he or she walks in, they have their face covering on. When they sit down at the table, they take it off. But when they get up to go to the restroom, they put the face covering back on. So it's a two-way street, and if we all do this right, and with social distancing and PPE in place, we're going to keep this COVID-19 down. As you were saying earlier, we're one of the better states when it comes to numbers on how we have bent this curve.
Yeah, we flattened the curve, and now it's done exactly what all the modelers predicted it would if we stayed the course. And not that we were completely staying the course, because I saw some cheating out there, Sam, I'm not gonna lie to you. I saw some cheating on the streets of people not necessarily doing the right thing. But in the main, we have survived this. And I've noticed too, at least and I can only speak to downtown and in the neighborhoods around downtown Chicago, that the businesses are coming back, especially after the looting, and my neighborhood got particularly hard hit during that. The glass is going back up on the stores. Michigan Avenue is opening back up, and there are some real green shoots here. And I think that everything that we have been through here as a city and as a metropolitan area, this is like an alien invasion. Right. This isn't something where you go, oh, let's blame this person or that person or politics. This took everybody. Right. I mean, this was a threat to everyone. And so when we were able to navigate that, I think as well as we possibly could, and who knows what's going to happen in the fall, but let's just not think about that at the moment, because as long as we're doing the right thing here, we'll be able to see that creep back up. And, you know, for all, and I got to say, I'm not taking any pleasure in this, but this is true. For all of the folks that, you know, we talk to, whether it's on the radio or otherwise, who are like, well, you know, in the South, I have a friend who sent me this meme, you know, about, you know, this is Republicans versus Democratic governors and the different, this is like 2 months ago, the outbreak numbers. Well, it's completely reversed now, because this has nothing to do with politics. It has to do with the virus. The virus is the one that's calling the shots here. And so the truth is that we are now in a good position, and hopefully we can stay in that good position. All right. So you walk into a restaurant, and there should be the servers should be wearing masks, right? Do they have to wear gloves?
Yep.
Okay. And when you're being served, are you supposed to be served on dishware or on disposable?
No, you could be served on dishware. That's okay, because it goes through the dishwasher. And like I said, we have some great safety protocols in place. We're a highly regulated industry. We know how to do this right. So, yes, you can definitely be served on plates. You don't have to be served on disposable plates.
Right. Okay, because I want my Manhattan actually in a martini glass. I don't want it in red Solo cup. I'm not above a red Solo cup.
Unless it's a cocktail to go. Unless you want that cocktail delivered to your house, then we'll put it in a nice sealed container.
All right, let's talk about that for a second, because I want to get clarification on those rules, too. And these rules were not going to be in place forever. But for right now, as we're getting through the next couple of weeks, if you want to order a cocktail to go from a restaurant, so you're going to go pick up dinner and then whatever the cocktails are, what is that supposed to look
like? You're going to get a margarita, some guacamole, and some tacos. There you go.
Okay. All right. And what is the margarita supposed to look like? What kind of container is it supposed to be?
Now, it's got to be in a seal-tight container. Which vendors are selling. So it's a seal tight container that it has to be in. And you can notice that it's not just like a styrofoam cup with a lid on it. It's a seal proof. So it's kind of one of those where you turn the lid and make sure the lid is tight on your cocktail to go. So it's in a seal tight container and you can take your cocktail to go, be it a margarita, a martini, but it's got to be in a sealed, like I said, sealed container.
Got it. Okay. And in terms of time in the restaurant, it's still limited, right? You're supposed to still go after, your reservation can be for what it is. And they are closing earlier than their license is, at least for the moment. Is that correct?
True. So right now, you take a restaurant that usually should open at midnight or 1 in the morning, they have to close at 11 o'clock. And the customers have to be off their sidewalk cafes, al fresco, up to 11 o'clock. So it's not like you can walk in at 10:45 and get served. You're going to have to go in at 10, and that sidewalk cafe has to be closed down by 11 o'clock. So probably last seating is probably around 9:30, 9:45. So yes, they got to work within it. But you can get cocktails up to 11 o'clock. But 11 o'clock, everything's shut down, and everyone's off the sidewalk cafe.
Do the front of house people, like the hostess and all that, they have to be wearing masks too?
Yes, yes. Every now, team member needs to have face covering on.
Is this a rule or a suggestion?
It's a strong suggestion. Strong suggestion. These are the protocols that we put out there. Face covering, social distancing, hand sanitizers, and gloves.
So it's like a compliance that you want to be compliant with it because
it's a pledge. Yes.
Right. It's good marketing, yes. Essentially, that you're trying to take care of your customers here. You're putting them first. However, yes.
It's a pledge that the hospitality industry made to both the mayor and the governor that we're going to do good practices, PPE, face covering, social distancing, hand sanitizers, gloves.
All right. So far, so good. I'm feeling pretty good about this, Sam Toya. I'm so excited that we're starting to open back up. Wednesday, bars are going to open back up and for outdoor service. And we're going to be, we think, getting into indoor service on the 26th of this month, which now is only 11 days away.
It's looking good. It's looking good. June 26th.
Not a done deal.
With limited seating, but seating indoor. So we are getting very excited about that. June 26th. We're 11 days away. But we'll still have the outdoor cafe, so there's little bright spots here for the restaurant hospitality industry. It's been a tough 12 weeks. We were hemorrhaging out here, hemorrhaging. Yeah. But a lot of restaurants in the neighborhoods like Rogers Park or Jefferson Park or Bronzeville or Hyde Park or Chinatown or Little Village, they don't really have outdoor cafes,
right.
So they are
right.
Really waiting for June 26th to get some indoor dining.
Yeah, absolutely. Sam, you've done a great job, too. I want to tell you that. Sam Toya from the Illinois Restaurant Association.
Thank you, sir.
It's
all about teamwork. So
yes.
Thank you, Ro. Thanks for helping.
We'll talk to you soon. Summer officially here, coupled with continued loosening of the COVID lockdown. My friends have been wondering, as I have been wondering, if we're going to spend more time at home in our outdoors as opposed to going out over the summer. And that's probably true. So, would you like to make it better? How about Arkadeck, my friends from Arkadeck of Chicagoland? How about screened-in rooms so you can enjoy the outdoors without the bugs or the rain? This is something you can use almost every month of the year. Watch your favorite movie. You're outdoors, but you're also indoors. Hopefully, your favorite sports team will be on TV soon, too. Or just enjoying the crackling of an outdoor fireplace and relaxing to that perfect breeze and not having to contend with some of the other wildlife that would be out there. And you could be dining outside without bees or mosquitoes or whatever the insect of the moment happens to be. How about that? Perfect. Architect can do that for you. They can also do the, which I like, is the Chicagoland Kitchen. It's an outdoor kitchen that makes sense for this climate. So it focuses on the grill with huge counter space, great bar for gathering. Warm days are here. You are ready to celebrate this year's 4th is going to be a barn burner, and maybe it's a perfect time for a fire pit with marshmallows. See, Architect can do all of that for you. See what I'm doing there? Architectofchicagoland.com. A-R-C-H-A-D-E-C-K is how you spell it. Architectofchicagoland.com.
The live and local sound of Radio Chicago, 720 WGN.